On the show today, we have PayRail CEO Fran Duggan talking about a smarter approach to payments for financial institutions. Check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Fran Duggan from PayRails. How are you, Fran?
Couldn't be better.
Excellent, excellent. You guys have something to announce, kind of a launching of a new company, kind of the smart approach to payments for financial institutions as how I read it. So, and it's called PayRails, PayRails, and that's how you, that's the correct spelling of it. So
that's correct.
So give us a quick overview on PayRails. What are you guys all about, and why did you guys launch?
Sure. Well, PayRails, I think, is a little different than what we've seen out there. It is a digital payments company.
Okay.
We offer services to, we say, community regional institutions. So a lot of credit unions, regional banks, okay, smaller community banks, and providing them with, as you said, a smarter payment experience for their end clients. So the ultimate goal here is to provide, when we say smarter, it's beyond just saying smarter as a word. It's really to give them a much better experience when you're going to make payments, moving money, and so forth. The clearest example is I tell people, if you like going home on a Friday night, long week at work, opening up those bills, sorting through them, realize you should have paid that one last week or
oops,
whatever, if that's your idea of fun,
yeah,
then maybe PayRails isn't for you. But for the average person, we want to be able to allow our institutions to add value by saying, do it for them. That's okay, where the world's heading. That's where PayRails is heading. So how do we make it smarter, easier, just a much better value-added situation? So we wanted our clients, our FI clients, to be able to offer these types of services to their end users.
Okay. So my next question is like, why is it smarter, or how is it smarter? How does it work smarter?
Sure, absolutely. So I said the best example I said is take that Friday night example.
Uh-huh.
So you normally would have to go through, sort your bills, find the ones you're late on. So why can't we use the data that's already available at these FIs? Knowledge that we have, that we know, that we can say, look, I know you pay the power company and you pay your cable company and you pay this person and you're paying them on a regular basis. We have that knowledge.
Right.
So what we've built in our engine is a really smart-based AI capabilities that will learn from the data, learn from that user's interactions, and be able to come back instead on that Friday night, you come home and say, ah, the bills. Instead, how about if your FI went back to you and said, hey, here's a quick notification. You had these three bills all set up that was due this past week. We've set them up to be paid. Would you like us to go ahead and pay it now? And you just hit the button that says pay it.
What?
You're done with your bills.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be great? That's what we have in place. That's what we want FIs to add that value. So it's that whole, let's take the burden off that that end user and let our FIs, who have the smarts, who are the trusted money providers, give that capability to their users.
And even with the bills that kind of fluctuate in value or in cost each month, how does it, I mean, so it
it's one of those, we can get the actual bills.
Oh.
So we have the ability to suck in that bill data for you.
Wow.
So we know what you've paid, but also be able to suck in the data and say, hey, here's the minimum due. Now you have every ability to look at it. So part of it is that we don't have to do it for you, but you get that notification,
yeah,
say, oh, I want to make a change on that one.
Right.
Go in, make the quick change.
Wow.
Off the bills go. And you can even take the next step. We said we're using that AI capability. And once again, I'm at your financial institution now, so we know what you have for money. We tend to know when your money's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We know, say, huh, this particular month, you might be short. So why don't we, how about if we transfer a few $100 from your account over to cover the bills for this month?
Right.
You hit that, sure, do it
wow,
for me. And then that'd be a great experience. So it's about providing that more engaging experience for their users.
Mm-hmm.
So really helping, because that's, as you know, I'm sure you know, user experience is everything nowadays, that digital experience.
Oh, yeah.
We took a big step back to take a huge leap forward to say, where's things headed? How can we help our FIs deliver that really strong, engaging experience? And so far, we've done some actual focus groups with various clients.
Mm-hmm.
And gone over extremely well. So I think it's how do we take them beyond where they are today and not, as I would say, not give you the tools, the chisel and the hammer to build your house.
Yeah.
Why not give you the completed project?
Exactly. I mean, because, I mean, paying bills, there's nothing really good about paying bills. I mean, other than getting them done. But remember the days when we used to write checks for every bill? Oh, gosh, that just took forever. Yeah. Now it's.
We thought it was great when I could type all the information in and do something. And I said, we're now entering the stage. I compare it to the self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah.
Or compare it to you're having your nest in your house where now it's like, I don't even have to punch the numbers into my thermostat. Now I have the ability where that thermostat knows me, knows when I'm home, knows when I'm not, senses my temperature, what room I'm in. Same concept.
Gotcha.
Taking away that little bit of burden that just makes everyone's life a little easier. And our view is, how do we let the FIs offer that to their clients?
Yeah, no doubt. So what prompted this? Was there a lot of pain points you guys were discovering? And, you know, a lot of, obviously paying bills is, like I just said, a pain in the neck, but it sounds like you just took it to a whole new level.
Yeah, what I like is that we've got a very strong team that's got a lot of deep payment experience. And so when we talk about it, saying, you know, when we talk about making payments, we get into the weeds. We love the moving of money, all the complexities, which we try to take out the complexities.
Yeah.
And just sitting around, I hate to say, just thinking about it, but in my mind, it's just what you said. I don't like paying bills. I talked to a focus group of three, my children, who kind of say, oh, I forgot to pay my, they hit me with $35 overage charge. Because it was just, you know, a week late. I just was busy. I was traveling. Why can't we make that go away? Mm-hmm. When I look at FIs who, having been a 30-year banker, kind of say, we have the data. We know that stuff. It's always about how do we leverage that data? And I think now the tools are there. So what we did is we said we took all the modern tools you'd think of and say, how do we take the technology smarts we mm-hmm. have with the payments knowledge we have, and how do we add value to that user?
Okay.
Some of those ideas is where we're applying it.
And so when did you guys officially launch? And do you have folks using it yet?
As far as using it yet, we don't have anybody live,
okay.
You might say, yet. But we already have. We have been very, very fortunate that we have some clients who are also investors.
Oh, sweet.
And what I mean by that, we're primarily funded by real clients, which means that the focus for the company is less about how do I spin off a company and generate a quick buck, into people who have a real vested interest for us in the long term to provide the industry with this technology and these capabilities. So we're very fortunate. We have everything from under $1 billion to over $26 billion institution that's already agreed to be not only just investors, mm-hmm. the clients. We're in the middle of those kind of implementations. Okay. We expect to be live by the end of the first quarter of 2018.
Oh, right on. Very good. Very good. So looking at the bigger picture here, what's the benefit message here for them? I mean, obviously, convenience for the consumer is a big one, adding value to the financial institution, credit unions in this case, or even community banks as well. So are there any other benefit messages that you want to pass on?
I think the thing is, we look at it too, is you look at the all the threats coming in when you're a regional, smaller community institution. You look at all the threats from not only the bigger competitors, but the outside threats. You've got the PayPals, you've got the Venmos, yeah. You've got these other folks starting to creep in, what I call is the core mission for financial institution, you know, facilitating commerce. How do I make payments and money movement happen? And we're saying, well, here's how we're going to help you do that. Not just doing it by giving you the tools, but our platform does a whole multitude of payments and transfers all in one thing. An easy integration, mm-hmm. easy to get going, that adds a lot of value that you can go to your end user and your community that you can add value beyond what these alternatives have done.
Right.
My view of the whole industry has simply been the alternative guys have stepped in and filled a gap that was missing. I believe, you know, having come from the industry, like I said, being in the financial industry, we used to be progressive. We were known as the innovators. That seems to have really tapered off dramatically. Is you've got these huge technology companies who are just trying to do a lot of different things in course and just don't have the time. So I'm a firm believer in kind of looking for where the real value is at and how do I provide that to the financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've really hit on something here that can help move the whole industry forward.
Yeah.
Not just how do I compete against bigger institutions. It's really about we have these other guys who are kind of stepping into our shoes. We need to take that take that land back.
No doubt, no doubt. And that said, I mean, so what are your goals? What are your goals? Obviously, world domination would be great, but realistically, what are your goals?
Nice. That would be good. But no, I think I said that's why we're very focused on that market, that smaller community, regional-sized banks and community institutions, credit unions. Those are our big folks to say, these are the guys that it finds hard to find technology easy for them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they want to move forward, but have been held back. So our goal is just to really say, how do we get this into as many hands as we can to leap the whole industry forward?
Yep.
And that's kind of, I hate to say, is a simple goal, but that's really our goal.
I like that. I like it. Sounds good to me. So to wrap up here, Fran, where can folks find out more about Payrailz? Again, it's PayRailz.
.com. That's probably the easiest way to find a lot, but it is that Payrailz, PayRailz.com, and you'll find us. And we're also we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, so you'll find us at a whole bunch of places, but the website's the easiest.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. Congrats on the launch, Fran, and let's check back in about 6 months down the road, see how you guys are doing. Be exciting to see.
Very, very excited. We've got a lot of great news coming. So, yeah, let's stay in touch.
Right. Very good. Thank you. Well done.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services. Supporting credit union success for over 40 years.